This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Two talk radio town halls for you today. That's right. I don't know that we've ever done that back-to-back on different topics. Talk radio town hall is just usually a newsmaker paired with your phone calls on any and all topics. In other words, we're not saying we're talking about this or that. It's just you, whatever you want to talk about for these newsmakers. We do it every Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer. So he'll be here next hour, as he always is, in the talk radio town hall, and certainly a lot of things in the news to cover with him. This hour, UND President Ed Schaefer, in his final days as president of the University of North Dakota, will join us on the program momentarily. There is some big news popping today related to higher ed in North Dakota. At 1 o'clock this afternoon at Bismarck State College, a special meeting of the Board of Higher Education will convene. The most controversial item on the agenda is the employment of the president of NDSU, Dean Bershani. Dean Bershani is a, in my estimation, a good president, and one that, if I am a dyed-in-the-wool NDSU backer, lover, you know, loyalist, team maker, I'm just all in for NDSU. I love the guy because he throws elbows for NDSU. He is a tenacious fighter for NDSU, and really, I believe, gets up every day with NDSU's best interest in mind. On the other hand, he has a personality a little bit on the arrogant side, I think it's safe to say, and it is I know better than anybody else. And he has ruffled a lot of feathers in the legislature. He's ruffled a lot of feathers in the university system office. He's ticked a lot of people off. And he doesn't play well in a system, honestly. And Kathy Nesset, the president of the Board of Higher Education, is in a position or chair or president, I forget the title. The new chancellor, Dr. Mark Hagerot, are both people very committed, and I believe the board is as well, the entire Board of Higher Education. The Board of Higher Ed in education in the university system has been a little bit dysfunctional, in my view. If you look over the long haul, it's gone on for a while. And honestly, one of the topics that will come up today with Ed Schaefer, the whole University of North Dakota fighting Sioux name and controversy, started some of that going way, way back. Up to UND when the Board of Higher Ed stepped in and said, you know what, we're a little concerned this president may on his own go rogue and decide he's going to change the name. We're not going to let him do that. All right. And so some of the issues started there, and there were some other things with open meetings and other things as well. Right now, I believe Kathy Nesset is running the Board of Higher Ed better than it's been run in decades. She has done an incredible job, and the board itself is very good. You know, well, there's a lot of rock-solid members of this Board of Higher Education that are really sharp. So they're really doing well. And in the way of sort of, okay, here's our mission. Here's what we're fixing. Here's what we're getting. And one of the key things that they are really focused on is a unified system. So, yes, NDSU has to be NDSU. Yes, UND has to be UND and BSC and Williston, and all the schools have an autonomy and have an identity, and that's why you have a president and a school and alumni. But they all have to work on a grander. It's sort of like, you know, the United States has one mission and 50 states have another. You know, very much like that. And Dean Bershani has pretty much wanted to secede from the union. And you can't do that. And, of course, done some things that the, you know, legislature has found out about related to, the School of Medicine, the Sanford deal. There's been some sticky deals and some decisions that haven't been, some items big and small all the way down to, you know, why do you fly first class and what was the deal there when, you know, the policy is different. And as I say, some things big and small. And I think the big question the Board of Higher Ed has to ask today is whether Dean Bresciani can fulfill what the board wants, and that is be a president at NDSU, but also be part of a system. Walk and chew gum at the same time. And one of two things in my mind is going to happen today. Either they're going to believe that he cannot, and he will, his contract will not be renewed, and maybe he'd even resign before that actual vote happens. Or they're going to say, here is a short-term contract with some very strict guidelines, a short leash, if you will. I'm not sure Dean Bresciani works real well under a short leash kind of, modus operandi. It doesn't seem like his kind of way. One last thing I'll say on this, and I don't know which way it's going to go, but it'll happen this afternoon. There is some culpability here among loyal NDSU fans and friends of the president of the university. They've sort of enabled a little of this behavior. By any time there comes a controversy, they just rush to the defense of Dean Bresciani, whether he deserves it or not, and rally around him, and it sort of emboldens a bully-like kind of behavior on the part of the president. And I think, you know, there's been a dynamic there that needs to be addressed as well. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. But that's the one thing we're watching that'll probably happen outside of the show today. Just wanted to bring you inside of that. I've talked to several members of the Board of Higher Education and really have no clear indication which way this will go today. Many of them don't either. I think they're just going to call the question. So that's a precarious position for President Bresciani to be in, for sure. But we may know more at the end of the day. Anyway, outside of that, we have President Ed Schaefer in his final days as president of UND here for a Talk Radio Town Hall. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and your calls, your questions, and your comments. We are brought to you in part today by North Dakota Oil Can. And I want to remind you, there's a couple of Cook Fests coming up. Mandaree, North Dakota on July 19th, Stanley July 21st, and the Bakken Rocks North Dakota Oil Can Fishing Derby on the 20th at the Four Bears Casino Marina, which is a lot of fun on the 20th of July. I'll be at all of them. Really looking forward to it. Hope to see you there as well. Great food, great fun. Meet some folks. Talk about Bakken Forward, where the industry is going. Really a lot of great things to take in. Bringing you today's What's on Your Mind. Without any further ado, the president of the University of North Dakota joins us, Ed Schaefer. Mr. President, how are you?
I am great, Scott. It's good to be on your show. Hello to all your listeners. It's a beautiful day here on campus at University of North Dakota.
Okay, we're talking to you on your second to last day as president. Is that right?
That is. Tomorrow they're going to boot me out of here.
I'm just an observer of all this, but that 6 months seemed to go by like a blink. Just wow,
was,
I can't even believe
it was. It was a whir. I mean, it just was. As you said, the blink of the eye. We had 2 years worth of work to do in 6 months, and it was just, every day intense, activity, and man, it just is gone. Boom.
How has it been? Tell us about the experience.
It's just been just wonderful. Somebody asked me yesterday, and Nancy and I were talking about, our reception on campus and how it's become real home to us and how, everybody's been so warm and friendly and kind and optimistic and, things. And so and somebody said, well, when did you realize that when you came back, that this would be kind of your place and time? And as you said, I think the first day, it was just, we stepped on this campus and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience from day one.
And I remember at one point, a conversation you shared with me about when you were originally asked to do this, and they said 6 months. You said, "Why 6 months? Why does it take that long to hire a new president? Like move this along." And yet you could have used another 6 months to give some of the tackle some of the issues that they put on your plate, right?
Sure. And if we had hired a new president, in a shorter period of time, then the new president would have tackled some of these issues. They weren't things that I initiated or, came in and said, oh, boy, we better take care of this. I mean, these were, clear directions for the university. We had a budget issue that we had to take care of. We had some morale on campus between the faculty, the administration, between the students, administration. We had some problems there. They were clear. They were identified. And the chancellor thought that it might be a good idea to get, an arm's length separate view on some of these issues to kind of move us down the right direction or a different direction so that when the new president showed up, they can spend all the time and resources and effort to move the university forward instead of having to deal with some of these challenges that we've had over those last 6 months.
What are you most proud of?
Oh, you know, it's hard to see. I'm proud of two things. One is the students. You know, I think we really shifted the whole mood of the campus, and that's hard to say with 50,000 students. But you know, you kind of the students were happy, they were engaged, they were working, they were smiley. You know, when we were around, you know, the student body, I think really stepped up, and I'm proud of that. But the other thing that just is continually amazing to me is the team, the campus, the University of North Dakota, you know, employees, staff, faculty, and executive administration. When we put challenges on the table, when we said, what about doing it this way? When we said, you know, maybe we should, you know, go, you know, try out this new way of doing a budget or whatever. They rose to the occasion, Scott. They said, yep, let's go for free. Let's figure out how to do it. And every single time we went to try something on campus,
they're all in, huh? That's great news.
Try to get it done.
That's great.
Yeah,
hang on, more coming up after the break with Ed Schaefer. Your call's welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Give us a call, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, on What's on Your Mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall. We're chatting with Ed Schaefer, who is president of UND for today and tomorrow. His interim status wrapping up. New President Mark Kennedy starts actually on Friday with UND Day down at Target Field in the Twin Cities, throwing out the first pitch, as a matter of fact. So he'll be in the Twomley Hall office on Tuesday the 5th, I guess. And questions or comments for Ed are welcome. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. So I was just asking you what you were most proud of, and you talked about how the students, you know, really the morale and response and everything turned around in a short period of time. But same thing from the campus community, the staff, and other people as well, just all in to, I guess people that love, their college, their university, their alma mater, their hometown school, probably would all say this, but they're, to me, always, and this is just my, I'm a flat-out homer here. I spent 18 years in Grand Forks, so UND is just beloved in my mind and our family and everything else. But there was a great deal of love for the University of North Dakota, and I think they were starving to be led, and I think that's one of the reasons you were so well-received by not only students but the campus folks as well that said, okay, what do you want to do, Ed? Where we go? Let's go, right? They were all in.
If it was for the betterment of UND and they believed it was to get UND in a better place, yeah, they were just 100%. It was amazing.
Yes, that's awesome. Don and Bismarck, question for Ed Schaefer. Go ahead. You're up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Don.
Good morning, Ed. I just want to I want to thank you so much for your service and most of all your positive attitude that you bring to the table as you take on these challenges. And as an alumni, we're proud of the University of North Dakota, just like our friends to the south are proud of NDSU. And I just want to give a big shout-out, but I got to ask you, we need some help down here in the state capitol. Are you going to come down and help us through this next session?
I'm certainly going to be a champion of the university system. I have a list of things that I have written down, the things I learned at UND about some corrections I think that could be made, some help that the legislature could give to advance higher ed. And certainly, you know, we've had a lot of experience now in the budgeting in trying to change the ways of the way universities can budget and universities can spend their money and the taxpayers' dollars better. And, you know, I'm going to be championing that in the Capitol for sure. I don't know if I'm going to be parking there or wear the lobbyist badge, but I'm certainly going to be around. I can guarantee you that.
Well, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you. I appreciate the comments. It's an honor and a thrill to serve both Pansy and I believe in our public service, and have just had it's been a blessing to serve the state of North Dakota, and in this case, the UND. It's been awesome.
Appreciate the call, Don. Thank you. Others welcome here. Talk Radio Town also. Any topics welcome for Ed Schaefer in his final days as president of UND. Stephen Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, go ahead.
Morning, Ed. Morning, Scott. I'm just curious as to all the challenges that the university system has had, and, you know, they're going to be there. It's a big organization. I went to school in Wisconsin. I grew up in Hopkins and went to school at in Menominee at Stout. And when I was there, there was the president, they called him the chancellor at that time of that school, was Robert Swanson, and then Robert Sorensen took over. Now there's another Robert that's running the school. That's in about a 50-year period. I've been out of there for 30 years, and the first rock, whatever. So what amazes me, intrigues me, scares me, I guess, is that it seems like the University of North Dakota, NDSU, the chancellor's position, all of this stuff going on in North Dakota, it's like a swinging door. And these positions pay, you know, what does the NDSU chancellor make? You know, $400,000 a year in a house and a car and a bodyguard and whatever else. Can't they find somebody long-term for these positions, or is just the nature of academia now?
I think the answer to your question is both. It is the nature of academia. I think they have, you know, an average term of 7 years as president because people, you know, move on. They want to advance their careers. They go to this school, that school. It's become much more of a professional situation instead of an academic, you know, where, you know, you had the system and it flushed out somebody and they got into the top slot and sat as president for years and years and years because they were a part of the university. Today, it's a job. I mean, it's, you know, this is my career. This is, you know, I'm putting it on my resume and I want to advance and I want to have a bigger, you know, bigger job and a bigger place and a bigger salary. And so you keep going. So that's one part of it. The other part is I agree with you that if we want to give some strength, and I believe there's strength in continuity, I think in governance especially, you know, the longer term, the more you can have some institutional history and some knowledge about how things work and to build the relationships with the people on a team and things, you know, it takes a long time. And I, you know, my sense is North Dakotans are capable. I think North Dakotans are, you know, are quality as anybody. And we tend to give people out of state just, you know, like we put expertise on people that live out of state instead of the people that are in state. And one of the things we need to do in North Dakota is learn to take the leap. If we have someone who is sharp, capable, you know, good personality, you know, North Dakota values and character, and maybe they haven't had a job of this magnitude or haven't had a job of, you know, exactly this thing, skills are transferable. You know, ability is transferable. Take the leap and put North Dakotans in these spots because they are the ones that make it home. They're living here. They don't move out of Grand Forks, you know, 2 days after or the day after they get out of the job. If you know, it's a dean or a, you know, a department chair or whatever, you know, they get out of the job and they move away. You know, we want people who are living in these jobs, living in these communities, and stay a part of the community that they were, you know, that they grew up in. So there's I'll champion North Dakotans every time, but we do have to learn to kind of take that jump because if you look at the credentials, the experience, the background, they don't quite have it. But I'm firmly convinced that character, morals, and especially abilities are transferable, and we should support that stronger in our state.
Anything else, Steve?
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense. And couldn't someone, you know, as Ed is suggesting, couldn't you find someone in their late 50s or even early 60s? And I know Ed's moving on at this point. That would want to take that job, you know, the ND, I don't know, Scott was persona this afternoon, but the NDSU job for 5 or 10 years, you know, I mean, I can't believe that there isn't someone, you know, that's retired from some executive position that couldn't roll into that job and do a really good, you know, be very beneficial for, you know, say, whether it's NDSU or UND, and I guess UND's got their new president, but it seems to make sense to me, but it just never seems to happen.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I would build it in. I wasn't involved in the presidential search here. I wasn't on the committee and I didn't have a vote. But I said over and over again, the reason that I wasn't interested in the long term or the permanent presidency of UND is because I'm 70 years old. You know, and I think you need people here that, you know, that that commits to that 10-year period. That, you know, I think, and I suppose legally, you can't.
Hold that thought, if you would, Ed. We'll pick up on the other side of the break. More with Ed Schaefer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Generous, generous Jerry. He's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. He's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's a fireworks visionary.
Save on the biggest, best, and largest selection. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Locations in Williston, Dickinson, Tioga, Devil's Lake, Wapiton, Jamestown, Valley City, 2 in Fargo, and 2 in Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you and you're getting
free. Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
USA is the folks that every day connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And they do that by giving you a choice of the pump. E10, E15, E30, E40, on up to E85. You want unleaded, they have that at locations as well. PetroServe USA throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. Great deal every day. My personal favorite, the 4 for $4 special. Personal hot stuff pan pizza, one of the best. 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 delicious cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, $50,000 giveaway going on, and you need to register each week. So if you were there last week, you're not in this week for the drawing. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. More with Ed Schaefer, our guest, Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Todd is off today, so if you want to text me, I'll take your text today. Todd normally fields those for me, but he's off today. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's a call that came in during the break for you, Ed. Go ahead and roll that.
Question for Governor Schaefer. Mr. Schaefer, why do you think North Dakotans are so inferior they can't even design a logo for the University of North Dakota? Typical of state government, North Dakotans just aren't good enough for anything.
This obviously referring to a discussion recently about the new logo for the Fighting Hawks, a New York firm hired for that, and somewhere a comment on local artists that I'd seen. I know a lot of people have commented on that. I never knew exactly what context you were talking about, a local artist being used in that case. But this caller's obviously heard about it and give you a chance to clear that up on why, first of all, a New York firm was necessary, and then your views on local artists and some of the contributions they've made to this effort.
Well, I think just earlier, you know, we were talking about how great North Dakotans are and how I champion North Dakotans, and I don't think that this caller is appropriate when he says, I think North Dakotans are inferior. As a matter of fact, I'm the best champion of North Dakotans there ever is. So, you know, saying that, I understand that this person, you know, the caller was worried that we didn't use the local artist. You know, when we went to design the logo, we, by following state law, issued a request for proposals. We asked North Dakota companies, North Dakota artists, we asked people to, you know, give a response to that RFP. And there was one North Dakota company that did. One North Dakota company that had some experience or felt they were capable of doing the artwork or whatever the case may be, that had experience with professional teams, college teams, how you develop logos, those kinds of communications. As we sifted through the 16 or so responses to that RFP that we had, we chose the one firm that we thought best could advance what we were looking for at the University of North Dakota. Unfortunately, that, or, you know, as we're talking about here, the team that was selected, the company that was selected, was not a North Dakota company, but North Dakotans had every chance, every capability. As a matter of fact, I talked to North Dakota artists and said, look, if you don't meet the requirements, you know, like you have to be registered with the Secretary of State, and you have to have insurance, and you have to be bonded for your work, and you have to, you know, you need out all this stuff. I talked personally to North Dakota artists and said, give us something on a napkin. Do it. I don't care. Do a video. Get a Facebook post. We will help you get the proper credentials so that you can respond to the RFP. And, you know, in the end, we had one, like I said, one company that responded, and we had a more experienced, more capable, a bigger team and a broader range with the company that we chose out of New York.
Ben Breen was one person you called on early on who had done the previous logo, the Fighting Sioux logo, the last one that had been done there. And he talked about in one media report I saw where he was called into a meeting, and I don't know if that was with the winning bidder on that particular effort, the SME or who it was, but sort of talked about how his ideas were dismissed, and it didn't bode well for the university. I don't know if you saw that report, but
sure, yeah, I did, and you know it's an interesting process, as you know, in anything, you know, when people give their input and then. You know, you go in a different direction or you do. I mean, it still is valuable as far as the conversation, as far as, you know, challenging, as far as understanding it. And the final product in reality is the product of everybody that had input. Everything was there, you know, causes. Ben, you know, we talked, Ben Breen's a friend of mine. You know, I mean, he's done gorgeous, beautiful sculptures on the Capitol grounds in Bismarck. I used to look out my window and see them, you know, and I, you know, Ben and his brothers have been friends of mine for 25 years. And you know, right up front, we talked to Ben's brothers about, you know, why don't the three of you get together and, you know, form a coalition and, you know, enter in the competition here and put something in to the RFP. And they didn't do that. So as we moved in, then, you know, knowing that Ben's influence on the university and the former logo, the previous logo, you know, we had been in on a focus group session with our New York company. We chose the New York company, by the way, because they were ones that were willing to have input and direction from local artists and from, you know, people that weren't affiliated. So, you know, they were the one people said, yeah, we're open to all that. So we had been in with some others. You know, some people like Dave St. Peter at the Twins franchise, who, you know, understands branding and logos and things. And so Ben and that, as we gathered a bunch of experts, you know, it gave us some good input. I mean, we looked at the things. He said, you know, what about this? What about that? He and a couple of other people were kind of narrowing in on one of the concepts that we had. And we went down that road for a while. And a lot of it was, how do you translate the elements of the old logo into the new logo? Should we do, you know, war bonnet feathers? Should we do colors? You know, what, I mean, what, and Ben obviously with his wonderful creative mind was thinking, okay, how do I got these great elements in one, how do I get them to the other one? And we went down that road. And in the end, we decided that, you know, we're just trying to, including myself, we're just trying to hang on to the old logo and that we need a fresh, clean break, something totally new, totally different, if we're ever going to make the transition. And so we moved away from the input that Ben had given us, solid input, good input. And matter of fact, you know, that conversation is one that really kind of led the team to understand what was going on here, you know, with the communication of the logo. And, you know, we made a decision, or I made a decision to go off in a different direction. But his input was valuable, for sure.
Yeah, there's been a couple of examples online. You've seen different photos of the hawk that use some of the, there's a green one that's, you know, really, really sharp that some student evidently did. Whether you see it on jerseys and all kinds of stuff, he obviously did a lot of work and sort of laying it out as a suggestion. And then another one that had been around for a while that had more of the color in it. And I think the contrast to the new and very different logo without any tie to the past to those then causes some people to say, well, you know, why not this? Why not those?
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're saying all of those were considered. I've come to the opinion that I'm not sure you had a task that was obtainable, and that is to come up with a logo that would effectively allow people to say, okay, good, we're good with this. It's the Fighting Hawks. Let's move on, right? I'm not sure that was even I mean, do you disagree? I mean, was it possible to come up with a logo that was going to have people willing to move on?
It is possible because we did, and here's the reality. The logo doesn't define the university. We've had 70 years of the Fighting Sioux logo with the value, with winning, with the character, you know, with the voice of UND that we placed on that logo. The University of North Dakota made that logo. And guess what? Our university didn't change. All those values, all those character, all the pride, you know, all the commitment to the school, they're all here. And we're going to attach those to the new logo. And 70 years from now, this logo will be as strong as the other one, because think of all the effort that we have created, the image and the feeling and the pride in that logo that came from the university. That logo didn't define this school. And we have to remember that as we go forward, because it is going to be the school, the performance, winning sports games, the sending out students who are excellent and performers in the community and in their jobs and their careers, you know, that is what defines the logo. And I'm confident that we will see in the future that logo meaning the very same things for this university.
So it's just a matter of time, in your view. In the time heals. Things take time to because, you know, I agree with you. I mean, a logo is in a university. A logo is an athletic program. Neither is a name. But that name, for all those years, for those decades, given by the Native American tribes and elders, you know, first back in the 30s, and then the subsequent success that came under that banner really became ingrained in a lot of people. Then have it taken away in a way that we all agree was horrible, right? And ridiculous, the NCAA and the manner in which they did it. And then your predecessor sort of saying, you know, I'm going to put my thumb on the scale here and get rid of these options that I don't like, and we're just going to pick a name and you're going to live with it. You know, the process all leads to just sort of a little bit of chaos. At least it feels that way now, that there's just there's still this rift. Do you think the rift isn't as big as some would purport?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, I think people, are continuing upset. And, you know, the reality is, you know, you look at the 4,000 people, whatever, that have signed a petition to change the logo again. You know, they're hanging on to the Fighting Sioux. They're, you know, they're the person who put the petition together on, excuse me, her webpage. It says, I want to still be wearing my Fighting Sioux logo. I want to be still wearing my Fighting Sioux jersey. They do. They're cemented there, you know, absolutely. And, you know, the reality is, it's a fight we can't win. You know, we didn't ask for this. We didn't suggest it. This is a fight that's changing around us. The culture's changing. Under Armour, you know, one of the largest apparel manufacturers, sports apparel out there today, won't even print the Native American logo on their stuff. Culture's changing around us. Like it or not, we're not going back. We can't go back to what we had. How do you move forward? You don't move forward by, you know, getting all bent out of shape that that we didn't do the right logo. We have to take the University of North Dakota and create the value, the character, and the pride that we're going to look to in the future.
All right, short break. Back with our final segment. Any questions or comments, welcome. Text we'll get to here as well. Last chance on a call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. For Ed Schaefer, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Pipers.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hope you'll circle July 12th on your calendar, because we will be in Antler, North Dakota. And our friends from the Bottineau County Farm Bureau are going to have us up there for a steak fry from 5 until 7, and you're invited. That's right. Come on up to, we're going to do the show there. We'll do actually two shows, Energy Matters and What's On Your Mind from Antler, and have a grand old time. And I want to thank our sponsors that have made this possible. It includes Farm Credit Services, Hefty. I mentioned the Farm Bureau, Bottineau County, Souris River Cooperative, Bottineau Farmers Elevator, People's State Bank, State Bank of Bottineau, First National Bank Bottineau, and the Pat Arts Seed Farm, July 12th in Antler. We'll be there. Final segment with our guest in the Talk Radio Town Hall, Ed Schaefer, president of UND, for a few more hours. All right. A couple more calls, texts rather, for you before we let you go. And we do have time for at least one more call if you want to get it in at 800-228-0550. Texter says, how can Ed say it's a small percentage of alumni that are weighing in on the logo when a small number also picked the name after we were given options nobody wanted. Why not get a group back together to look at the logo and let us vote? Dave St. Peter knows something about branding and marketing. I don't believe Dave St. Peter picked this logo. Very disappointing. And if the logo doesn't define university, just keep interlocking ND in North Dakota. Don't attach us to a bird. Interlocking ND is a lot of pride.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, every year or so we get a legal document from Notre Dame saying, why are you guys using the interlocking ND? That's our logo. We have to go back and prove its first use. You know, I mean, it's just a big, big pain. And guess what? In a 100-mile, go outside of a 100-mile radius of UND and say, what does this mean? First answer you get, Notre Dame. So, you know, is that what we want to stake our future on? I want to develop a brand for the University of North Dakota. And what I'd encourage you to do is go on the internet and don't compare the new logo to the old logo. Compare the new logo to any one of the schools of the NCAA that plays hockey against UND. Compare our new logo to any one of those and tell me what you think. You know, that's, you know, we're trying to be stuck in the past. We're trying to say, let's hang on to the old logo. We're trying to say, let's go fight the battle again and win, you know, let's allow us to use it, allow us to keep it. You know, the reality is we went through this whole thing, and I didn't particularly appreciate the way the former president went through the name-picking process. But, you know, we talk about why didn't we have, you know, this expertise, or why didn't we use North Dakota companies this and that. 2,000 amateurs picked the nickname, you know. So people don't like the nickname. The reality is we're going to make whatever we have the best. Like the nickname or not, it's going to mean something to the University of North Dakota. Like the logo or not, this is going to mean something to the University of North Dakota. And the kids that go to the students that start here right now, the students very much today, they've never had a logo. They've never seen a team play under another logo. You know, they're going to look back 40 years from now and say, the University of North Dakota was home for me for 4 years, and that's the logo that means something to me. And, you know, that's how you build pride and continuance and effort in the university. Not today, not tomorrow, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. That is what is going to mean something, and we have to step forward.
What most excites you about the future of UND, having been there the last 6 months, having right-sized the ship budget-wise and the rest? Big picture, as you look ahead 5, 10, 20 years, what most excites you about what UND has in its future?
I think being a liberal arts university really makes a difference. As we look forward, as, you know, the students today are working in a different culture. They wear different clothes. They don't necessarily show up for work, on time. I mean, they have different concepts of ways to work, times to work, how to work, you know, how to present yourself at work. You know, they're changing a lot. And much of the ways they're changing is they're much less focused on a job and a career as they are engaged in a community. And so if we have the opportunity at the University of North Dakota to say, you know, with our liberal arts culture on campus, people graduate from the University of North Dakota, not only with book learning and skills in education, but they graduate from North Dakota knowing, you know, the beauty of the trees on campus and the wonderful sound of the chimes. They understand the interaction with people. They, you know, they're problem solvers in groups. They intermix, and so not only will they be getting the jobs of the future, they will be engaged in the community in the future, and UND can give that to them. And I think it gives our university a huge advantage over others as our students seek their place in the communities of the future.
He graduated from the University of North Dakota and, of course, went on to lead the University of North Dakota as president, which is pretty darn cool, and his final hours as president. We got a chance to chat with him in his early hours as president, and now bookend that with a conversation today. Ed Schaefer, our former governor, former U.S. Ag Secretary, and soon former president of the UND as well. Thanks a bunch, Ed. Appreciate the chat today.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be on. Hello again to your listeners. Thanks to the callers. I appreciate the conversation. And go UND. We're ready to onward and upward, man.
Look forward to finding out what's next for you as well. I'm sure we'll chat again soon. Ed Schaefer, our guest on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer, back-to-back talk radio town halls today, so get your questions or comments ready for Congressman Cramer. When we come back, we will be following that Board of Higher Education meeting this afternoon, 1 o'clock as well, for some news there. Stay tuned for that.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA, bathtub or shower. You use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up.
Your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for...